Morning. Thank you for coming. My name is Angelo Stelcidis. I'm from the University of Florida, and I'll be talking to you today about the volatile profile changes and the visual appearance of tomatoes after low temperature storage. As we all know, tomatoes nowadays look pretty good, but they taste quite bland. And there's many reasons for this poor flavor. Some of them are the poor genetic materials we've been using for the past 30 or 40 years, the early harvesting stage of the fruit, the prolonged storage duration, and most importantly, the low temperature storage, which actually is below the actual chilling threshold temperature. Really quick, chilling injury is a physiological disorder that occurs in temperatures lower than the chilling threshold for tropical and subtropical crops. And the chilling threshold has been ill-defined for the past 30 or 40 years by using mainly visual observations of injury symptoms. That being said, the storage recommendations for tomatoes have been ranging from 7 to 12 and a half degrees Celsius, depending on the ripeness stage, with more mature fruit being less chilling sensitive. And the recommended storage temperatures have been found to induce significant negative alterations in the flavor and aroma before the visual chilling injury symptoms appear on the fruit. Previous research has shown that sensory panels were able to detect lower tomato flavor and aroma in pink tomatoes that were held at 12 and a half for as little as 2 days when they were compared with fruit held at 18 or 20 degrees. The real question now is, what's the actual chilling threshold temperature? And also, what are the changes that occur in the fruit during the shelf life, which is the ripening process that follows after the low temperature storage? As you see in this little graph here, the organoleptic quality of fruit progresses along with ripeness, and the U.S. industry is using the green mature fruit, and we decided to use a pink ripeness stage. Also, the sweet and sour taste that we get when we taste the tomatoes is attributed to the balance between the sugars and the acids, as well as some aromatic volatile substances, 15 to 20 out of the 400 that exist in tomato. And today I'm going to be concentrating on the volatiles. For this experiment, we used a range of temperatures, putative chilling and non-chilling ones, to evaluate changes in key components of the volatile profiles of the fruit. We monitored the recovery of the volatile profiles after transferring the fruit from low temperature storage to ambient temperatures. And we wanted to test our hypothesis that low temperature causes irreversible damage before the visual chilling injury symptoms appear. So we used Tastily tomatoes at pink ripeness stage, which is a blue box, whereas the red box on the left is the U.S. industry standard, where that's the harvesting standard. And the reason we used pink is that by using a more advanced ripeness stage, fruit have been longer on the vine, and they should have better organoleptic characteristics, which means possibly more volatiles when fully ripe. So we stored our fruit for 5 or 10 days, plus shelf life at 20 until they were fully ripe. And the temperatures of storage were 3, 5 degrees, which is definitely a chilling temperature, 12 and a half, which is considered to be a safe temperature, and 20 for ambient temperature. Measurements were done on day 0, day 5, day 5 plus shelf life, day 10, and day 10 plus shelf life. Every day we were monitoring the A values of the fruit to determine when they were plateauing, which means that the fruit had attained at that day the maximum red color. And we were sampling our fruit at that day. So here you see a table with the measurement days. Day 0, as I said, day 5 plus shelf life, which was day 14, day 10 plus shelf life, which was day 20. So we homogenized our fruit, and we mixed them one-to-one with saturated sodium chloride solution to stop any enzyme activity, and we stored our samples to minus 30. When we were done, we thawed and conditioned our samples at 40 degrees, and then using a SPIMI fiber, we absorbed the headspace volatiles and ran our samples in an Agile and GC coupled with an MS for around 29 minutes. Here in this graph, you see on the x-axis the days of storage and on the y-axis the A values. You see that the 20-degree fruit, which is the green line, stopped changing color after 4 days approximately, whereas it took 14 days for fruit stored at 12.5 to have the same color values. And fruit stored at 5 never reached the same color values as the other two temperatures. Next is that 5 days of low temperature storage transferred to 20 on day 5, and you see that all three temperatures were able to compensate and reach the same color values. For 10 days of storage, the 12.5 was able to compensate, but 5 degrees was never the same levels, even after 20 days of storage, which is extreme. So I'm going to give you a little bullet points here for the four volatiles I'll be talking about, and then I'm going to go on the graphs. 6-methyl-5-heptan-2-ON, or MHO as we call it, is a major volatile in tomato. It's about 25% to 40% of the total peak area, and has been reported to impart a fruity and floral aroma, and it also comes partially from the carotenoid pathway. Hexanal is a lipid pathway, basic as well, and it's positively correlated with sourness, but it contributes positively to tomato flavor. Beta-ionone, it's a very minuscule, very small volatile with strong effects on the overall human appreciation. This comes from carotenoids. And phenyl ethanol is a rose-like aroma, positively correlated again with tomato flavor, and comes from the amino acid pathway, the phenylalanine. So here, this is MHO. On the x-axis, days of storage, and on the y-axis, the peak area. The yellow line is the MHO amount for 20-degree stored fruit, the blue line for 12.5 stored fruit, and then the purple line for 5-degree stored fruit. The fine dotted line is the recovery of MHO after 5 days of storage, and the normal dotted line is the recovery after 10 days of low temperature storage. As you see, there is some recovery of MHO after 5 and 10 days of storage, but it doesn't reach the same amounts as the 20-degree stored room fruit. For hexanal, again, the blue line is 20, the green line is 12.5, and the orange line is 5. There is a full recovery after 5 days of storage at both temperatures, 5 and 12.5. However, after 10 days of storage, the hexanal amounts do not recover fully. For beta-ionone, there is a recovery after 5 and 10 days of storage at 12.5. However, which is interesting, the low temperature, 5 degrees, was not able to recover even after 5 or 10 days of storage. And last, phenyl ethanol was able to recover after 5 days of storage at both 5 and 12.5, whereas it recovered partially for the 10 days of storage at both temperatures. So to wrap it up, 5 degrees caused damage to fruit when storage duration was prolonged, 10 days, for all volatiles. MHO did not recover after 5 or 10 days of storage at 5 and 12.5 degrees. Hexanal did recover after 5 days, but at 12.5, but not after 10 days of storage. Beta-ionone recovered after 5 and 10 days of storage at 12.5, but it did not after any storage duration at the low temperature at 5 degrees. Phenyl ethanol showed almost complete recovery after 5 days, but not 10 at both storage temperatures. So to conclude, we can say that by impairing one or more of the volatile formation pathways does result in a decrease in fruit quality, because it has been done in previous studies, and fruit people have rated, given worse ratings, have fruit stored at 12.5. Also, different threshold temperatures do exist probably for each biosynthetic pathway. And for a future, we would like to confirm the effect of chilling temperatures by comparing our results with taste panel ratings and see what's happening during the recovery of the volatiles. With that, I'd like to thank Kim Cordasco, our biologist, and Cynthia Feitosa, the student that helped me, as well as the USDA Specialty Crops Grant for the funding of this research. Thank you. Right.
You said, well, in some cases, they didn't recover.
Yeah.
To, I guess, the peak level of the non, the 20 degree storage.
Right.
Any idea that is relevant?
You mean like?
Can we smell the difference between, I can't, your units were peak area and not actually peak.
Yeah, it wasn't PPM. Yes, you can, because it has been shown that fruit stored at 12.5 had lower ratings than fruit stored at 20 or 18. And also, all these volatiles are above the threshold that humans are able to smell.
Oh, but it's like, what I mean is like, I think there was something that the breeders suggested that they're talking about, well, you need a 1 degree increase in bricks to be able to tell the difference. Is there enough of a difference between your lines to say that these four volatiles are causing the decline in likability?
Well, as I told you, it has been shown in previous research that there was a difference between 12.5 and 20 degrees stored fruit, so we assume that there is. And we're also working on a project that will have people to actually taste the fruit that was stored at 12.5 and then transferred at 20, and we had some differences.
Okay.
But I don't have the numbers here.
That publication for the chilling injury 12.5, they did have the same breakdown.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah. Right.
So, is there any data, as far as you know, on the quality of what's in the grocery store as opposed to what's in the laboratory, let's say?
We've been using a packing house in Central Florida, and we get our fruit from there. You mean the quality?
We have a target, an idea where we're going to go with mayo flavor, sugars, or sour.
Right, right. Right.
Either in a restaurant or through
the
retail chain directly.
Right. Well, they're supposed to follow what we suggest, but they don't always do because it doesn't make sense to them. It's not cost effective. They're used to do things their own way, and it's not very hard to change. And this starts from the grower, from the packing house. They do their own thing, and it's really hard to. So, yeah. Okay. Right, yeah.
Do you think if you use the older variety that was not bred for those species, you would see a more striking difference?
You mean between the different temperatures, if I would see? I can't really tell because I haven't tried with other varieties. But yeah, tastily is supposed to have better aroma qualities than the BHN and Florida 47.
Any other questions? Okay, thanks.
Thank you.